So the first reading today, we see Absalom, the son of David, in rebellion against his father. Father having to flee and even defend himself, the soldiers, against those who were following Absalom. We see David's heart revealed. But remember who David is. David has a special title amongst all of those in the Old Testament. David is one who is after God's own heart. I have chosen David, my servant, after my own heart. To see in David his weeping for his son in death reveals the heart of the father. He is a father, but his heart reveals the heart of the father. David is a man after his own heart. David weeps and mourns over a son who was trying to kill him, to displace him, to take his kingship. David weeps and mourns for him, wanting to take the death that he endured upon himself. Would that it was I that died rather than you, my son. See in this text the heart of our Father revealed for us. The one who is willing to take upon himself our condemnation, our death, our punishment. See the heart of the Father. We see the heart of the Father revealed in Jesus' actions today. It's crazy to me when you get a gospel like this that is one of the Sunday gospels that we get during the year. Oh yeah, but we're just going to put it all on a weekday and say, okay, keep your homily under 5 minutes, Father. It's like, come on. You know how much stuff is in here? Two divergent stories that began 12 years earlier. A story of great joy, the birth of a child. Congratulations, Jairus. You have a daughter. Your child is alive. Rejoice and be glad. The same moment, 12 years ago. Not exactly the same moment, we don't know, but Mark makes the point, 12 years ago, she was 12 years old. 12 years ago, the woman began to hemorrhage, began to bleed. And the bleeding would not end. Two radically different stories. Is one loved by God and the other despised and hated? No. They're both despised and hated now because now Jairus' daughter has died. And the hemorrhage is still there. No. This is experience of life. It's experience of the brokenness of the world. Hemorrhages, life, death, these all things take place. But into it God comes. Jesus, who is the source of life. And the key, my brothers and sisters, what is the key? It's a five-letter word. It's in there. It's in the text. Faith. Faith. Seemingly hundreds of people had touched Jesus that day. You know, it's like, we have it today. Pope Francis walks by. You know, woman grabs him. You know, he's like, slaps her hand because she's like grabbed onto him. I think it's kind of funny, the Pope smacking someone's hand because they held on and wouldn't let go. Hollywood celebrities having pieces of their clothing torn from their bodies. People so enthralled with them, desiring to be near them. Seemingly Jesus is touched by hundreds of people. And yet he knew when someone touched him with faith because he felt the power leave his body to heal them.
Who touched me? The apostles. Jesus, look around you. How can you ask that? Let me rephrase the question. Who touched me with faith? That's what he's really asking. When news of the death of Jairus' daughter comes to him, what does he say? Do not be afraid. Just have faith. You see, the Father's heart revealed for you and for me, my brothers and sisters, embodied in Jesus Christ. Jesus becomes the living embodiment of the love of the Father revealed. And what does he do? He accepts ridicule by a bunch of wise and intelligent human beings. He accepts their ridicule and goes in and raises the little girl back to life. One day in the future, both of the woman with the hemorrhage that has been healed and the 12-year-old girl will both die. But faith in Jesus Christ, the invitation for him to be a part of their life, and the belief in who he is, the one who has come to reveal the Father, the one who has come to redeem us, brings to both of them the potential for eternal life. What's your story look like, my brothers and sisters? What is this season in which you find yourself? Is it a season of hemorrhaging? I'm sorry, can't say it any more concretely than using the gospel text. Is it a season of hemorrhaging? Or is it a season of life? Is it a season of death? How do you interpret this season? How do you interpret whether God loves you or not by you? The season of life's come and go, and none of it has anything to do with whether or not the Father loves us. He loves us. He sent his Son so that through him we might have life. Have faith, my brothers and sisters, in the one who reveals the love of the Father for you and for me. This is the eternal life that the Son desires to give. Jesus takes upon himself not just ridicule, but our death and our sin. So through him we would have life. And it's true no matter what season of life we find ourselves. Jesus died upon the cross and rose victorious. In a time of hemorrhage, in a time of life, in a time of death, Jesus is victorious. Amen.